It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, so Will Smith says that him and Jada made an interesting rule before they got married.
What did he say?
I said, this is the deal. I grew up in a household where I watched my father punch my mother in the face. I will not create a house, a space, an interaction with a person where there's profanity and violence. If you have to talk to me like that, we can't be together. We're not going to use any profanity in our interactions. We're not going to raise our voice. We're not going to be violent. I can't do it. She was like, wait, so you would break up with me over some words? I was like, yeah. I was like, we're not cursing. And her eyes welled up with tears. And she was like, okay.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea, but how many people could actually follow that agreement?
Not a lot.
I don't even think you yourself, Alex, could remain married for that. No, not saying any swear words.
I was thinking about that actually this morning on the way here. I was thinking if I should try to work on not swearing.
Yeah, you better you than Liv the Web Girl, because that would never happen. When Liv says hello, she's got to put a swear word in there somewhere.
Ariana Grande's Sweetener tour dates aren't available yet, but they will be soon. She tweeted that she's emotionally ready to return to touring and that she will announce tour dates as soon as she finalizes a few more things. She's been dealing with a lot of anxiety, of course, that started after the Manchester Arena bombing in May of 2017, which killed 22 people and injured 800-plus at her concert. She's also going through a very public breakup right now with SNL star Pete Davidson and dealing with the death of her ex-boyfriend Mac Miller from last month. So she has had a lot of stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Go on. Rihanna ended up turning down the NFL to perform the Super Bowl 2019 halftime show because she sides with former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. And now Rihanna wants to work with Colin for a special project that is related to social justice reform. She says the collaboration has something to do with one of Rihanna's music videos. So there's that.
She said, I don't need your work.
Yesterday, Drake officially broke the record for the most Billboard Hot 100 top 10 songs in a single year, which means that he passed the Beatles' 1964 record. He also owned every single week this month and hit the record right before his birthday, which is tomorrow. So happy early birthday, Drake.
Yeah, that's insane. Anybody to beat the Beatles like that. What a long-held record. So congrats.
Coming up after 7:15, this A-lister revealed that he may not have been exclusive with his wife when they first met, and is Julia Roberts going to be in another romantic comedy?